Now, if Obama does lose in the 2008 general election, the Democratic Party will be certain to blame Hillary for having tarnished Axelrod's effort to frame Obama as the one Democratic Party candidate who could transcend race in 2008. Could Latino voters swing for McCain? Obama, no doubt, will pick up the vast majority of African-American voters. But while Latino voters lean toward the Democratic Party, their willingness to vote for Barack Obama is by no means assured. Of all the Republican candidates running for president in 2008, John McCain was always the one with the best chance of winning the largest percentage of Latino voters, precisely because of his support for comprehensive immigration reform. In the general election campaign, McCain is calculating he will need the Latino vote in certain key states where Latinos are the swing vote. He is betting, probably correctly, that Republican conservatives will ultimately vote for him, even if he was never their first choice. If Obama loses more than 50% of the Latino vote, even states such as California may come into play. McCain also has an additional advantage with the Latino population in Florida. Since the 1960s, Southern Florida has had a strong anti-Castro Cuban population that has lobbied strongly to remove Castro from power and liberate Cuba. McCain is perceived as a staunch opponent of Fidel Castro, whereas Obama's ill-advised comment in the CNN YouTube debate indicated that he, as president, would be willing to engage in face-to-face negotiations with Castro. McCain and the Republican Party are calculating that once the issue of immigration is hurdled, Latino voters are center-right voters, believing in hard work over welfare, inclined to be strongly Christian, pro-life and pro-family voters. Why Democrats nominate leftists for president? The fatal flaw in the Democratic Party presidential nominating process, stretching back to the late 1960s, is that the base of the party has been moving further left than the general electorate. In a winner-take-all primary system, such as the one the Republican Party uses, little-known contenders have a hard time gaining traction. Yet since the Democrats split delegates proportionately in primaries, depending upon total votes for each candidate, little-known candidates can rise to the top. In 2008, Obama gained an insurmountable advantage simply by racking up a series of impressive wins in selected, smaller states where he had an advantage. The other quirks of primaries is one both parties suffer. Voters in primaries tend to be party activists who are not typically representative of general election voters. Because Democrat activists dominate primary voting, the winners of the primaries tend to reflect those who vote. As a result, Democratic presidential primaries since the late 1960s have favored leftist candidates who are favorites of the party's activist hardcore, but are little known to the general public. The question in 2008 will be if the Democrats have succeeded in nominating another Mike Dukakis, or even worse, a George McGovern. Neither Dukakis nor McGovern could assemble a winning voter coalition, yet both left their Democratic Party national nominating conventions confident their leftist message would bring electoral victory in the fall. For the most part, African Americans have remained Democratic, but only because Democratic candidates continue to support massive welfare programs, many of which FDR started and LBJ expanded under the banner of the Great Society. The FDR coalition of minorities and blue-collar, middle-class union workers is unlikely ever to come back together. The problem is that working-class white voters became Reagan Democrats, largely in their opposition to the Democratic Party's enthusiasm for the welfare state. Their disdain of taxes and their disapproval of the leftist anti-war Democrats they saw as opposing the U.S. military, even when U.S. armed forces were overseas in the field of battle. In a nation where the majority of voters remain center-right politically, Obama can expect an uphill battle on the issues, and that will be the fight McCain plans to bring in the general election contest. Axelrod knows this, which is why he wants to run a high-concept campaign. Can Obama move to the center, a necessity in presidential politics, without losing his base of left-leaning activists in the Democratic Party? After denouncing Reverend Jeremiah Wright and leaving Trinity United Church of Christ, Obama will certainly face the strong criticism of radical elements in the African American community. Almost immediately after Obama's More Perfect Union speech in Philadelphia, when he began distancing himself from Wright, charges were being posted on internet chat rooms by radicals, upset that Obama was just another Uncle Tom because he dared say anything negative about Wright. Hope is a great theme for winning a Democratic primary campaign. But how far will you